close as you got. It's still warm.
45. We'll call a public hearing to order for the town board, town of Lac Flambeau, with the Lac Flambeau Town Hall on July 10th, 2019, 12:45 p.m. to discuss the proposed action discontinuance of the following described unbuilt flatted alleyway initiated by town board action under section 66.1003(4) Wisconsin statute, specifically that certain flatted alley approximately 14 feet wide located between lots 4, 5, 6, and 7, block 3 of the Gauthier Tract subdivision, and lots 8-4 and 8-2 of block 3 of said subdivision, town of Lac Flambeau. Portion of the alleyway to be discontinued ends at the northwest line of lot 4, extended to parcel B-4. A map of the flatted alley is on file with the town clerk. Copy of the map and resolution are on file with the town clerk's office. So, what we have is the alley that runs directly behind the existing fire barn up to the back of the lots that are along Main Street or Peace Pipe Avenue, Peace Pipe Lane. Is there anybody here who would wish to be heard?
Norm. Just a question, Matt. Is this related to the construction of the fire hall?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Just a couple of things I point out. You know, Jim Lyon did the survey and the research. First, for the record, I have the proof of publication in the Lakeland Times.
Yep.
And I also have the filing of the list pendants at the Registered Deeds Office. And we have the notification to the town, which is the owner of all the surrounding property. Two things that he found. One thing he found is he couldn't find a deed to this south 800 feet.
And we've been checking into that. Sue's going to stop tomorrow. There is one at the courthouse.
Okay.
So she'll stop and pick that up.
Okay, there is one.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, if it's that piece of property,
it's referenced to volume and page on the tax record, and they have that volume and page there.
But that volume and page doesn't do it.
Well, we'll see what we get tomorrow when she goes into
See what she gets, because he said he looked at that volume and page, and it was not for that property.
She has like 25 pages for us.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully it's there. But regardless, I mean, you've got the...
For the one that says documents for that firehouse, the one on the tax bill for firehouse, there's a document number. It says, oh, that's really old, and it's actually under miscellaneous.
Was it document number 144, page 365?
Does that sound familiar, Sue?
I have them on my desk. They're right on the front of my desk.
Because that fire station has been there for 50 years.
She says there's 14 pages to it. I says, well, does any of it look like a deed? She goes, yeah.
What that had was certificate of termination of joint tenancy for Clarence W. Duran in 1950.
And that's probably about when we got it.
And what it doesn't have...
14365?
Yeah.
You said there's 14 pages to it, though. And she's getting me all these other ones, too. 503, 170, 440.
Yeah. Yeah, well, anyway, what he has done and what I'm going to do is I'm going to record a deed, have the town put it on record, okay? And the language, I dictated the order, but I wasn't able to get it typed by today, you know, by her to bring it, so it'll be forthcoming. But it's just going to say that all that part of the alley that that lies within this legal description is being vacated because, for example, the alley, the way it was platted, came all the way out to here.
Correct.
And that's not, obviously not being vacated. So it'll, that'll be more precise to conform, then we'll have the deed putting all this as record. So that'll also help if you have to go for any financing or if you have to, so that could be used as a legal for that. The other thing I just wanted to point out was that the town does own, you know, lot six and seven, and this is a portion of lot six that is not in the town, in the county right away, and this is a portion that's owned by the town that is not in.
It's actually across the road where the Thunderbird Park is, and it's about where their sign is.
Okay.
You know, it's town property, they built a park, I guess, wonderful, good spot for it.
Yeah, okay, so.
Yeah, one time we considered parking, you know, like for events or whatever.
Okay, okay. I'll leave that here.
Okay.
Because he brought me two, and afterwards I can have Sue make a copy of this, and I'll leave that for you too.
Perfect.
But otherwise, Jim was good about coordinating it with Glenn Morrison. So that's where they got it. He, you know, he talked about the right-of-way and the way they laid it out was rather.
It's in completely the wrong spot.
Yeah, yeah.
They kept moving it over the years.
And it was done, you know, even though it's a county highway, it was done by the BIA.
Yep.
So.
See, the original county highway did follow the plat around in a corner.
Okay.
But then, years ago, I mean, I'm talking back in the '40s, it got shifted. And then when they, and to where it is now, kinda. And then when they did the downtown reconstruction project, it got shifted some more. So.
So what he did is he.
It's a moving highway.
He served he surveyed the center line, and that's marked on there, and so everything is tied to that.
All right. Any other? Anybody else wish to make any comments regarding the vacation of the?
Well, you just mentioned about the park in that statement, so I guess I could talk about that because you just mentioned it. Is that okay?
As long as it has to deal with the alley.
Okay, well, I'll mention it if you say you can't talk about it, it's fine. You said that the tribe built up on town land, they built a park?
No, no, it's on their land.
Okay.
It's just, there's a little corner there.
I was concerned about that water area and if we get responsible for somebody get injured in there.
That's all on the tribe.
All right.
There's a little corner there.
That's fine.
Actually, when you look at it, you would think it's part of the whole.
I thought the whole area. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Seeing and hearing no other people wishing to speak. Yep, and I would look for a motion to close the public hearing.
Yeah, I'll move to close the public hearing that pertains to the vacating the alleyway.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to close the public hearing regarding the vacating the alleyway and the Buckley Track subdivision. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Greg, the signature page that the secretary just sent me?
Yeah.
Is that for the resolution?
That would be for the resolution, yeah.
No.
No, no, did she just send you one moments ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now the board needs to take action on this.
Yes, right, and then they would sign, the board, I would have the board member sign that. Rory is absent, so we just put it in her absence, but you too. And then that way it'll save, if you could sign it now, then then that gets recorded. Nancy, you sign it too.
Okay, I would look for a motion from the board to vacate the alleyway from the Gothier Track subdivision.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. Motion been made and seconded to vacate the alleyway. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I
with that, we'll move into the, call the regular town board meeting for the Town Elect Columbo to order on Wednesday, July 12th at 12:55. Members of the board are present, media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers in the general fund of $51,600 to $51,659, and the ambulance fund of $1,792 to $1,794.
So moved.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Abstain, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Nothing too much going on, except we have switched banks. We are now with River Valley or Incredible Bank. And the reason for that is when Huntington was taken over by Associated, it was not a good,
thank you,
was not a good situation for us. They were, part of it was supposed to move and part of it wasn't, and we wouldn't be able to make deposits. It was just, it was horrible. So anyway, we switched, and also we do have the loan that's going to be going through for the new fire barn through River Valley. So therefore, and the other day we had a record deposits for the transfer station of almost $4,500. In the middle of winter, we're lucky if we have $135.
You're welcome.
So, yeah. Were you there too?
Oh, God.
Oh, you gave, okay. In the regular accounts, we have $897,202.70. And in the ambulance account, we have $406,695.13.
I'll move to approve the treasurer's report.
Second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. I got to move back to item number 7. Supervisor Cobb pointed that out to me. I missed it. Approval of the minutes of the June 19th, 2019 regular town board meeting.
I'll move for approval as read.
Second. Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the 2019 for the June 19th, 2019 meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Discussion approval of road construction specifications. Pete has provided you a copy of them for the chip seal work on
Deer Trail, Dunner Point, and North Squaw.
I'll make a motion for approval, and then this will get printed in the paper for...
We'll let the bids, and this will be what they'll bid off.
Right. I'll move for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the bids for road construction specifications. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried.
Sure.
How long do you have?
2 weeks. Two consecutive?
Yeah, maybe they published two.
Yeah, two consecutive weeks. This is item number 11, discussion approval bartenders license applications for Douglas Finn Jr., Michael Garcia, Jeffrey Williams, Lyle Mann. You have them in front of you. We have back on there the one for
Lyle Mann. And Jeffrey Williams is also present today with his employer.
Okay. Well, let's take Jeffrey Williams first then. He's first on the list. There was a
thing, what is the issue, is it because of the felony?
Yeah, would be the felony would revoke. It's going to be at the county market. Any questions or comments?
No, I just think it's really important for you to come forth. I mean, I see you almost every day, you know what I mean? And I know things happen in people's past, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I said, I've done everything I'm supposed to with, you know, follow up with all that.
But we're surely...
And whatnot, yeah.
We're surely not here to impede people being able to, you know, support themselves and make a living. I guess it does mean a lot to this board when you come before us. And I mean that personally, is like, because we are in a question, you know, being the oversight on granting these licenses, is we do need a certain amount of responsibility. And it's a, yeah, we all live here together. We understand it.
As I said, Jeff and Lyle are a vital part of our operations. That's why I'm present today. And I can vouch for both their characters and saying that they are outstanding and they will continue to do so.
Good. And the second one that we had, that where there was a question, was with Lyle Mann. He's here.
Mm-hmm. And June Labarge is also here.
And his employer supervisors are here. Any questions? Because we had this on the last meeting.
Do you have anything, Lyle?
No, I just, Lyle, you were on the last meeting, and, you know, as Supervisor Mayor had indicated that it is not our intent or our responsibility to impede someone's employment or to, you know, impact their livelihood. So it was recommended that you come before the committee to tell us the changes that you've made in your life, because I too, I see both of you every day, okay? And, you know, tell us your side of the story, because I don't want to go at this one-sided. I don't want to go at this because I live here in the community, you know, and I've worked, you know, particularly with you, Lyle, on separate venues that I personally was involved in changing the behaviors of alcohol and drug abuse in this community, and you were a big part of it, okay? So I'd like to give, it was my intent to give you an opportunity to come before here and explain where you're at today, and, you know, realizing that we all make mistakes.
I completed a treatment program for 45 days. I was in the Zgiwaga Healing to Wellness Court for 3 years. I completed that successfully. I completed mental health and AODA at the Family Resource Center, and that was all over 3 years ago. And I've been out of trouble with the law for now for 5 years. And I've been employed with the smoke shop now for 2.5 years. And I really think this is a big step that I need so I can also advance at the smoke shop with June. But that's all the stuff that I have done. And I haven't been in trouble since my last charges with the drugs.
Good. Thank you. I think you touched on something. You know, we get sheets of paper that show us things. An individual can tell us about those things, which is a big difference. Any other questions or comments from the board? Otherwise, we'll look for a motion to approve the bartender's license applications for Douglas Finn, Michael Garcia, Jeffrey Williams, and Lyle Mann.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license applications. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 12, discussion, possible action, liquor license complaint with the Flame. We did receive a complaint from the...
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. From the Lac Da Pointe Police Department. the flame, and apparently they didn't have their license posted, and some operators or bartenders that weren't licensed. I wanted to put this on the agenda, just to make the board aware of that, that it happened. I think our course of action is, first of all, I'm a firm believer in the system that you're innocent until proven guilty, so we really don't do anything until these citations are, what, prosecuted or taken or handled by the DA, or is that?
Well, there is a procedure, a separate, what I call administrative procedure, but it requires someone to file a verified complaint, essentially reciting that the person has violated the chapter. And so, there not, might not be anybody that's in a position to do that. I mean, other than, I suppose a police officer that went there and saw that it was open, knew that they didn't have a license, he could file such a complaint, but.
And you know, it's, I guess it's kind of a odd situation in that the joint town tribal liquor committee, the town board, and the tribal council had approved the licenses, just hadn't picked them up. Yeah.
Okay.
Gloria?
Being made aware of this, I guess I had called last week, and I think going forward from this point, I would recommend that we made approval on the license, but we hadn't received payment.
Correct.
And from going forward, I personally will not vote on something if there's no payment. You just, I mean, three, the joint committee, ATF, town and tribe voted on it, this board voted on it, tribal council voted on it, and the fact of the matter is the license hadn't been paid. It wouldn't, I guess we wouldn't be here had the license had been paid, so, you know, going forward, I would like those paid in advance.
Can that be done, Greg?
The fee paid?
Yeah, paid at the time of prior to approval.
Prior to.
When it's turned in. With the application.
When it's turned in.
Because if then, if it's not approved, you refund the money.
Right.
You just give it back.
Yes, Anita?
At the time, I went, I don't know if you remember, but at the time I went in to turn in the application, I was gonna write a check, and I was told, you don't actually have to do that until you pick it up. And so I was prepared to write a check that day, and I guess I should have. From now on, I will, but I think that's a very good idea to just make it mandatory.
Right, and again, I'm looking at.
It does come, the only thing is that it does come due at a time of year before you're making any money, and it's real tight that time of year trying to get to that point, but it's $400. I think we can all squeeze it out somehow.
You know, and no disrespect, Anita, you're open every month, and it's not like you're seasonal. And it's seasonal, I could, you know, coming in, I don't know. I don't know if there's a process for that, making partial payments or putting something on a book towards next year. I don't know. But that was our fault, too. I'm not placing blame on you. That started, to me, this started here because we didn't have payment. And I'm new. I guess I'm very black and white, and I'm not gonna. I was at fault too because I approved it and it hadn't been paid. I mean, I don't want to belabor it.
Well, the state statute does read it needs to be posted properly on the premises.
Well, and.
Whether it's paid for or not. I mean, it has to be paid for to come out of this office.
Yes, the applicants
are. That's what the same thing was for, because it wasn't posted properly.
The applicants are aware of the fact that, you know, before they would get their license, they have to pay it. Pay for it. I mean, they're told that ahead of time. I think this whole way of doing it probably was historically done that way just for the reason that she stated was a lot of them, you know, years ago we had 40 licenses in this town, 50 licenses in this town, because every little resort had them. Well, a lot of those resort owners didn't have any money when it came due for the approval, so. You know, they say, can I pay for it when I get it? That's probably how it all started. like I said, I wanted to make the board aware of it. I guess it's, you know, she has her license now and you've got it posted.
Check's already cleared today.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess it's for us and the tribal council and the joint liquor committee to wait and see what, you know, if anything is done.
Well, I think as a district attorney, is the one who will...
Yeah, by the DA, if anything is done through that office, and then we can...
Because we're not really in the business of...
No.
Penalizing or...
We're not...
We're not enforcing state statute.
We're not judges and juries here. We're just issuing the license.
And Anita did say that she's going to have her bartenders come in and get licensed.
Yeah, if you're on the premises, it's no, absolutely no issue. It's just that you have to be up to find grounds. I don't think there's anybody out here that...
But you know, I'm there probably over 80% of the time.
I don't think there's anybody up here that's wishing you harm or...
No.
Any malice of any sort. We just really need it to be right, that's all.
And the only thing I can say, and I know I was in the wrong for not, it crossed my, when she called me, that was it. It left my brain that fast. You know as well as I do, it's harder and harder and harder every year to get help that's dependable and shows up. There's many days I can't even get out of there because help doesn't show up. My mind was in a million different directions trying to get ready for the 4th, and that's all I can say. That's not a good enough excuse. I get it.
Well, I guess we all understand.
That's, I say, him of all people can understand. We're, as business owners, we're trying to do the jobs of 3 and 4 people nowadays. Not easy.
Board members, have any other questions or comments?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Gloria made a great point about paying and doing this. Is that the way the rules are now, or would you have to make a motion to have this officially done this way?
What I'll do is I've already written it down here that we'll put that on a future agenda to have that, at least as the town board's policy.
Right.
That we are going to require the payment prior to... Or at the application.
Okay, thank you.
And prior to reviewing the application. Norm?
Yeah, what is the town's process for handling such complaints, whether it's from the police department or anybody else? Is there a formal process you follow?
What would happen, I think, would be we would have to call another meeting of the, or call a meeting of the joint town tribal liquor committee. To hear that complaint, you know, that's why I said we got to wait and see where this goes. You're innocent until you're proven guilty. And I don't see anything in front of me that says she's guilty, so I presume she's innocent. And if there is a problem then in the future, well, then we'll have to call a meeting of that committee, and then it will have to be decided by them and the town board and the tribal council.
Thank you.
Because a complaint is coming from the tribal law enforcement. It's, you know what I'm saying? It isn't that we went and investigated or we're doing anything like that. So the actual complaint is through the tribal law.
Tribal police department.
And they don't really pursue state statute. So in turn, if it were to go anywhere, I believe it would end up in front of Martha Nowalski, the district attorney.
Yeah.
And at that point, then we would be notified of the decision that
exactly.
would be made, and we'd be on board because of what our level of government is, that we oversee the license here at this point. So the suggestion would come from the DA. Okay.
Well, her citations that she's going to tribal court because
yeah.
she's probably, there's the tribal ordinance that was broken here.
I guess I don't. I guess I don't know. I'm not in that wheelhouse.
They have the tribal ordinance and the state ordinance.
But they do cite violation of the state ordinance, also, the chapter 125.
There's two different citations.
There's two different
there.
Citations. Yeah.
So.
But it looks to me on this citation that the tribal court is September 10th. But it says appearance required. It says no.
Do we recognize tribal?
Men are going to be there.
Or not.
Yeah.
Is that possibly why they put bold?
Yeah, that's why they put bold, because there, it's a dual jurisdiction. And like I said, that's...
Probably because the tribal ordinance probably adopts a state statute by reference.
Okay.
And the town probably has a similar ordinance adopting the state statute.
Yep.
But if you don't, then it'd be just a straight state statute, which is also...
Exactly, we're bound by the state statute. So, yeah, they're intertwined. Are we enforcing the tribal ordinance? I guess in a way, are we enforcing the state statutes? Yes, and they reflect each other, so...
Well, they're really one and the same.
Yeah.
The tribal ordinance doesn't spell out, you have to have a liquor license to sell alcoholic beverages in the town of Lac Flambeau. It says, the Lac Flambeau tribe hereby adopts all the state statutes regulating alcohol sales, including 125-33, so, I mean, so it doesn't, you know, it doesn't restate all the language, it just says it adopts all the statutes. So technically, if the defendant is convicted in the tribal court, that's a court comity, meaning it's, their judgments are recognized, and so that would be of the same effect as being convicted in Ballast County Circuit Court. So at that point in time, you know, you'd have to make, if you want to take further action, you have to...
And then you make our action or decision after that?
Yeah.
Very good.
But she's good to go now.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions, Anita?
No.
Yeah, I mean, she's got her license.
The next thing pertaining to this will be on September 10th?
Yeah, we won't be there.
No.
But there won't be anything else at the town meetings?
If there will be, there'll be notice and you'll be notified.
We'll, yeah.
After that?
If there was any, yeah, after that, if there's anything, you'll be notified.
It would only come through a recommendation from them.
Okay.
And at that point, then it would come before, and there, we do have the joint committee, so I don't know how that would intertwine, I mean...
Probably all have to meet or...
We'll all have to meet.
And if I could recommend, Anita, that after September, probably call Chairman Gahlke and just let him know either way.
Okay.
And that way, you're being forthright with what's...
Just let us know, you know, what came about.
Okay. I can do that.
All right. Hearing nothing else, I guess we'd be looking for a motion to adjourn at 1:20.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn at 1:20. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.